The Watching Butler
by Lady Bastet.
Read by
Mira
and Rhea314.
Sebastian opened the door carefully so as not to wake Earl Phantomhive up, should he be asleep already. The room was dark, but that was no hindrance to Sebastian's eyes. He could see his young master perfectly in the faint moonlight that sifted in through a gap between the closed curtains.
The boy was sleeping peacefully, despite the responsibilities that would have weighed heavily on most other, grown people's shoulders. Being the Queen's watchdog meant that he had to do a lot of things that he probably didn't want to do at all, and yet, the young lord seldom complained. What he did complain about was when Sebastian tried to teach him skills that were suitable for a person of his standing in society, claiming that he wouldn't have need for them anyway, not seeing a very long future ahead of himself. Sebastian didn't care. A nobleman needed to know how to dance, for instance, and it was no great burden that Ciel refused to even try dancing with anyone but his butler. Sebastian didn't mind holding Ciel close.
He also didn't mind brushing Ciel's hair or dressing him in the morning, and definitely didn't mind undressing him before bed every evening, nor bathing him. The thought of filling the bathtub with steaming hot water for his young master followed Sebastian as he silently crossed the room. This thought was naturally followed by one of rubbing a soap-soaked sponge over Ciel's back and his arms, lifting up a slender leg so he could wash that as well, then the other.
Sebastian leaned down over Ciel, dark lashes painted a darker shadow on the pale skin under his closed eyes. A lock of hair had, as it always did, strayed too close to one eye for Sebastian's taste, and he brushed it back gently.
There was a contract between them. A contract that Sebastian couldn't forget even during the moments he watched Ciel sleep. The eye patch that usually hid Ciel's changed eye was lying on the nightstand, where Sebastian had put it earlier. He reached out to stroke the soft material with the tip of his finger. It didn't really hide anything for either him or Ciel, only others. Sebastian was constantly aware of their bond, and he was certain that Ciel was as well. Just Sebastian's presence was enough of a reminder. He couldn't be there otherwise. Sebastian could feel the binding tendrils of their contract chaining him to his young master until it would be fulfilled, its conditions met, and then he would own Ciel instead.
Sebastian smiled. He was looking forward to that day, but at the same time in no hurry to reach it. This was the first time he enjoyed a contract so intensely. There was something about Ciel. He was young, hurting, and so disillusioned. Sebastian wanted to teach him, show him things in life before he finally took it from him. It was not out of cruelty, though, but because he wanted Ciel to experience it before he lost it. Taking Ciel's life and soul now would be too easy, too boring, too cheap. It would be so much richer and more colorful later, when it had been touched by a little joy as well.
Until then, Sebastian would enjoy his servitude with his master. He would take the subtle pleasure and enjoyment that he got from obeying every one of Ciel's commands, and he would savor it and taste it over and over in the darkness of night, when everyone in the house was asleep. And in the morning, he'd bathe Ciel, taking great care to make sure he was clean everywhere. He would comb him, dress him, and then monitor his daily lessons.
Sebastian?
Yes, young master?
I can't sleep when you're watching me. Go to your own room.
Yes, my lord.
Sebastian smiled and turned to leave, closing the door quietly behind him. When the master commanded, the butler obeyed. Even a demon butler like him. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post.
Thanks for listening.